What if I told you there was a way to solve your biggest practice challenges and connect with a thriving community all in one place? Well, the wait is over. The Best Practices Association app is here. Now available on the Apple Store and Google Play Store, this app is a way to get solutions in the palm of your hands. And the best part? It's 100% free to join. So don't wait. Download the Best Practices Association app now and start transforming the way you practice dentistry. Yo, yo, yo. Hey guys, welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. It is Monday, the beginning of another week. And as every Monday, we bring you something called Metric Mondays. Now, today is a two for one. There's a lot of talk around new patients. And what do we do? Well, today I have my amazing co-host. Her name is Miranda Beeson. And she walks us through the details of new patient count and new patient growth. Please listen up. I hope you guys enjoy this, and we'll see you soon. Hey guys, welcome back to the Best Practices Show podcast. Guess what today is? Today's Monday. It's the beginning of another week, and guess what? You guessed it right. I'm having you do a lot of guessing today. It is Metric Mondays. And I don't know if you like Metric Mondays or not, but we love it. And we're hearing a lot of feedback that people do love it. But it's a bite-sized piece of information, just something simple on a Monday that you can use right away. And I have my amazing co-host. She actually keeps everything around here working well. Her name is Miranda Beeson. Welcome back. Happy Monday.
Hey, happy Monday. I'm so glad to be back.
Yeah, so glad you're here so that you can keep us on track. And today we're going to be talking about two metrics together. So this is like a double dose of Metric Mondays. Give us a little background. Where are we going today?
Well, we're going to be talking about new patient count and new patient growth. And they're so important to understand both at the same time that it just felt right to give you a double dose of this Metric Monday and talk about these in the same episode. So we're going to talk a little bit about new patient count. That's a number that a lot of doctors track on a regular basis. Teams celebrate it. But we're going to layer in what matters even a little bit more, which is new patient growth or patient growth in your practice. So yeah, we're going to tackle two in one today.
Yeah. And what's going to be fun is like, you've heard this so many times in three decades of doing this. Like, I get so many new patients, like new patients is everything. New patients are not everything. They're important, but you need the right information and some right clarity around these numbers. So am I on the right track here?
You are on the right track. So I hear the same thing. And it's kind of like gross production versus net production in a way. A lot of people talk about, you know, gross production and how much you produce, but how much are you able to collect of that? What's collectible? What's your net? What's your profit? So this is very similar in that way, is that doctors will a lot of times talk about and their teams will celebrate our new patient count and having 20 new patients this month or 30 or 50 or 80 or 100, depending on the size of your practice. And that is really important because new patients are critical to the health of your practice. What new patient count is measuring is very simple. It's what you would expect. It's the total number of new patients that were seen in your practice within a specific time frame. You might be measuring this at your weekly meetings, or perhaps you're reporting on it once a month, but ultimately it's measuring how effective your marketing and scheduling systems are for the practice, right? Are we attracting enough patients? It's not necessarily determining if they're the right patients, but are we attracting enough patients? And is our team able to schedule them? And is our scheduling system working properly? And so with that, we know that we need new patients. We hear this a lot. You know, I'm really, really busy right now. Should I stop taking new patients? Healthy practices need new patients. How many is going to be specific to your practice type, the goals that you have long-term for your practice, but every practice does need them. It's going to depend to some degree on your level of attrition. You know, do you have more patients than you need? And you're okay with losing some patients right now because maybe you are transitioning to fee for service and you've been in that low profit, high volume practice for a while and you're shifting gears, and it's okay that you're going to go from 2,500 to 1,500. You're hoping you're going to go from 2,500 to 1,500. You have to look at where you're at by way of your practice goals to decide what your benchmark is for count. But what we do know is that those new patients are going to fill the attrition bucket. Every practice loses patients over time. People move, people pass away, people move on from your practice to elsewhere. So if your goal is to be at least maintaining or growing, then you do need to be building new patients into your practice. And when you're introducing those new patients into your patient base, it's also where a lot of your production stems from. So when new patients walk through the door, many times these patients are, you know, overdue, haven't been seen for a period of time. There's going to be needs. Most of them have a need. That's what brought awareness to them to decide to call you or reach out in the first place. And so this is where some of your future production is going to come from. A consistent and healthy new patient flow is really vital to nearly every practice. There, again, there's those nuances where maybe it's not, but for most practices, it is vital to have new patients. And it's really simple to set a monthly goal, align with where the practice is going and what the vision is for the practice, and work with your team to monitor that goal. That's what's going to help us to make sure that we are keeping this front and center. You often say, Kirk, and you can fill me in if I'm not quoting you correctly, but what measured gets done or something to that effect.
What gets measured improves, and what gets measured and reported on exponentially improves. So
you said it so much better than me.
Well, actually that wasn't my quote. It was a Dan Sullivan quote, which is a great one, but it's so true. When you have when you're measuring it, I think the important thing, you said it so well, is like, you got to have a goal. It just can't be more. And the sharpest clinicians, practice owners we see, they know what the right number of new patients are for their practice, and everyone is aligned around that. And you can measure if we're on track or off track with that, right?
Absolutely. And the team is a vital part of that. You want to be reporting that number back to the team. You want the team to talk about those trends and if they're on track or off track once you've all aligned around what that, you know, weekly or monthly number should be. And a big piece of that is going to be looking at your admin team and how well are they doing with converting those appointments confidently on the phone into your schedule. Another piece of that is just making sure that your schedule has availability for those new patients within a very reasonable amount of time. You and I both agree that within a week or two, those new patients should be in the office. Otherwise, you run the risk of them going elsewhere. And so there's a couple of key things that you can do just to address your new patient count and then what we just shared. Just have a goal. Make sure you think it through. It's not just kind of pulled out of your back pocket. And then making sure that your team has the right language to confidently schedule new patients and manage those new patient calls, as well as that your schedule has the availability built in to have those new patients in the schedule within the next week to 2 weeks while the, you know, strike while the iron's hot, as they say.
Yeah, absolutely. And you got to have a system for that. We're going to be talking about that in the next metric for new patient growth. But I've just seen in the last couple of years, people have gotten lazy around this. They're just like, how many patients, new patients do we have? Okay, is that good or bad? And then they don't even know what to do with that information. And so we're going to talk about the next piece of this, which is new patient growth, right?
Yes. And new patient growth is much more important to me as a coach when I'm working with teams than the count itself. It just gives us an added layer of understanding of what's happening within our practice. So when we think about new patient count, it's just a basic flat number. It's how many patients are coming in. But new patient growth is measuring your actual patient growth. We're looking at new patients and saying, okay, of the number of new patients we got into the practice within this given period of time, they came in for their first visit, plus the number of recaptured patients. So what recaptured means is patients who have not been in the practice for 18 months or more. Either they were marked inactive and we are now bringing them back and activating them, or they just weren't here for 18 months or more for whatever reason, and now they're back into that cycle of patient, active patient. They have an appointment. So new patients plus recaptured patients minus lost patients is what equals net growth. So let's define lost patients. Lost patients are patients that we either manually marked in our practice management software as deceased, archived, inactive, whatever it may be that removes them from our active patient list, or it's been 18 months or more since they've been into the practice, and so naturally they are falling into that inactive category. So we'll go back one more time. To get net growth, we look at our new patient count. We then add that to our recaptured count. And then we subtract lost patients, how many patients went inactive or were manually determined to be. And what we're learning by net growth is that number is going to tell us the impact on our overall active patient count. So we might have 20 new patients and 10 patients that we reactivated. So technically we think we grew by 30. But if we lost 130 on the back end going inactive, we actually had an attrition of 100 patients in that same time period. So that's why this number is so much more important, because we're looking at our overall patient base. And if we know a goal in our practice is to either maintain the number of patients we have or grow the number of patients we have, and it looks like we're growing because we got 20 new patients and we got 10 back in off that inactive list, like woohoo. Oh, but wait, we had 100 that kind of fell out the back door. And so now, or 130, so we lost 100. So now our active patient count, instead of 4,500, is 4,400, and we're trying to grow. And so this number is much more important for us to understand. Growth in a positive way is going to tell us if we're acquiring enough new patients. Again, it's going back to the new patient count of like, is our marketing working? Does our team have the right language on the phone? Do our scheduling systems and our blocks in our schedule support being able to get new patients in? And then it adds on this layer of how are we doing administratively with our follow-up systems? So when we are able to recapture patients, that is almost always through proactive outreach. Very occasionally, a patient might say, hey, I moved back to the area and I used to come there and I'd like to come back again. More often than not, it's based on our administrative efforts in reaching out to try to reintroduce those patients back into the practice and our follow-up systems to prevent people from falling out the back door by way of inactivity. So we can talk a little bit about that piece of what do we do? Like, what do we do to impact new patient growth?
Yeah, so this is such a good one, too. If you're listening to this podcast, don't skip over this. New patient growth is essential. You would be amazed by the number of amazing practices we coach, and it's in the negative. They have all these new patients, but people are falling through the cracks, and they go, we're crushing, we're so busy. And their net growth is in the negative every single month. And then they try to backtrack and figure out what's going on. The other thing that's really cool about this metric is with some simple tracking and some simple visibility, diagnostically, you can fix it. So let's say you're a big practice and you're losing like negative 4% per month in new patient growth. You can actually break down this whole process and you can fix it. You can find out where the problem is and you can fix it. And what you're going to find is people just get lazy with things. And again, I'm going to sound like the old timer, but back in the day, we had some amazing practices. They had the new patient log. They would enter in all the new patients that called and what happened to them, whether they kept their appointment. And I'm not that smart, but I could look at that 3-ring binder and you could see, okay, people are getting scheduled out 4 weeks and they're not keeping their appointment. Let's change that. Like, all the information was right in front of you. It told you which patients were coming in, which ones stayed, where to spend your marketing dollars. Now people have gotten lazy with everything. We don't want to track any of that type of stuff.
Well, do you want to know the great news, Kirk?
Please.
It's so much easier than writing it in a log.
Right.
I mean, honestly, if you have dental intelligence or 100%. An analytics platform, if I get on a call with a client and they see their active patient count dropping, we're going to look and we're going to say, okay, well, what's your new patient goal? 20. Great. You were at 20 last month and the month before that and the month before that. So we're crushing it on that end. We don't need to apply countermeasures to getting people in the door. We're doing that. Great job. Let's look at our recaptured. Okay. If we haven't recaptured any, then we're probably lacking somewhere in this follow-up system process. And then same thing with lost. If we're seeing a high level of lost, and it's literally the click of a button in these analytic platforms. We don't need a 3-ring binder and a log. And there's no need to be lazy because it's so quick. It is right. The click of a button. In Dental Intelligence, for example, there's literally a box in the performance dashboard that indicates your new patients. And you can click on that And right at the bottom of it, it has the new patients, the recaptured, the lost, the growth. And you can see those lists. You know exactly who you need to reach out to if they're going inactive. And so that's the big piece of how do you make sure that this growth happens in your practice is ensuring that you have documented follow-up systems. And it's literally the click of a button for your team. Now, I say that in Dental Intel. If you don't have Dental Intel and you're sitting there like, well, I have Curve and Curve doesn't integrate with Dental Intel. Okay, you can run a new patient report and it's just as simple. Right. It might be two clicks of a button instead of one. The key is having that documented system and that it indicates when do we do this. We're doing this every single week. This is a maintenance program. So we're looking at an unscheduled new patient follow-up system. Just like you said, what new patients came in to see us? Because it's awesome if we're hitting our goal with the number of new patient count. But if they're not sticking around or scheduling for that next visit, we need to be following up to make sure they stay in the practice as long as they fit our dynamic. And then we're looking at our hygiene recare follow-up system and not working that just to fill short notice holes in the schedule, but calling on a consistent and regular basis for any of our active patients that don't currently have a hygiene visit scheduled. 3 months overdue, 6 months overdue, 9 months overdue. And I like to build into that hygiene recare follow-up system and a patient's going inactive system. So it's one extra layer where if they're about to hit 18 months, we're doing everything we can to try to keep them from falling in to that inactive space. Because once they're there, now they're lost. Now they're impacting this growth number significantly. So the biggest impact we can have is making sure we have the space on the front end and that we're getting the right number of new patients in the door. And then looking at our follow-up systems and making sure that we're closing that back door so that the patients that are already a part of us, our practice and trust us and know us, don't slip away.
Yeah. And if you've tried everything and you're like, I've tried all this and none of this works, you just need a great coach like Miranda, because she can look at it in 1 second and tell you what's going on in your practice without even having to be there. The advanced form of analytics is crazy, what you're talking about. So it's so cool that we now have a pulse on these practices and seeing performance day to day, every day. So good stuff. Well, give us some final thoughts before we say goodbye to everybody on a Monday.
Yeah, final thoughts are you need new patients. So we definitely want to make sure we're working those in. Look at your specific practice goals and dynamics to determine how many. And don't forget to look at these additional pieces of the puzzle, such as how many patients are going out the back door that might be counterbalancing. And a good way to look at it is just like your active patient count. If you're getting your goal of new patients every month, but your active patient count is going down, you're losing patients out the back door. And you really got to talk to your administrative team about these follow-up systems and making sure that you have some documented, consistent rhythms with reaching out to patients.
So well said. In 16 minutes and 20 seconds, bam, look at that. Covered two of them. So
two for the price of one.
For the price of one on a Monday. So Miranda, so well done. Stick around while we say goodbye to everybody else. But thank you guys for listening to Metric Monday. Hope you enjoyed that. Please use this information, share it with your team, and have a sit down, have a conversation. And if you like that, we have tons more of resources back in the Best Practices Association, because that's what we do. We're practice coaches. We have tools to help you, videos, tutorials. We are building the ultimate ecosystem to support independent practice. And we want you to join us. So make sure you check that out at the Best Practices Association. You keep showing up, we're going to keep bringing it. So until we see you guys next time, or you hear from us next time, keep watching or keep listening to the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy your Monday. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.